Hi again, everybody. Welcome to Emran's Podcast, episode 149. It's Thursday, March 26th, 2009. This being Thursday, that means that this is my penultimate episode, because tomorrow, of course, is my second anniversary and my 150th. You know, actually, when I was a kid, I always thought the word penultimate meant more than ultimate, like ultimate, ultimate. It was years before I learned what it really meant. But anyway, on today's episode, I actually have a few more updates. I suppose that's one of the advantages of doing a daily podcast. And not much else, because I want to keep it a bit light today, since I'm going to be podcasting again tomorrow, and I'm not used to this daily regime. But first, the updates. A while back, and this is actually kind of a big one, a while back I mentioned how our former Prime Minister, Labour Party leader, ex-leader, Helen Clark, was up for a job with the United Nations. Well, the media is reporting that she has, in fact, gotten that job. It isn't going to be announced until tomorrow, but she's going to be director of the United Nations Development Program, which is a very big deal indeed. She's going to be the number three person at the United Nations, and she's going to be responsible for one of the departments or programs, I should say, in the UN that actually works. And it's a broad-based sort of program. It deals with everything from economic development through to trying to eradicate poverty, to education issues, to trying to eradicate HIV/AIDS and all sorts of different things. So it's a very big deal. And she will be the highest-ranking New Zealander on the international stage, if you will. At the moment, the only other one is Don McKinnon, who is Secretary General of the Commonwealth. Of course, the Commonwealth is much smaller than the United Nations. And previously, another ex-Labour Party Prime Minister, Mike Moore, had been Director General, I think it is, of the World Trade Organization. But that was about 10 years ago, so it's been a while. And I would argue that this is actually a bigger position than that, because World Trade Organization is focused on a very specific subject area, whereas the UNDP is obviously much broader based, and the UN is a bigger deal as well. Interestingly to me, anyway, her application was enthusiastically supported by the current Prime Minister, John Key, and who's of the Conservative National Party, not because they wanted to get rid of her or anything, they sort of already did that in the election, but because they saw that her skills and abilities would make her well-suited to that position, and that she would make a really positive contribution to that role and to the United Nations. Because obviously in nearly 10 years as Prime Minister, she developed a lot of contacts around the world, and she was really quite involved in diplomacy. So it's really a pretty big deal for her, and also the party, the Prime Minister recognized, John Key recognized, that it's a kind of a big deal for New Zealand as well to have somebody from this country in such a prominent role in the world stage. So yeah, kudos all around, and as I said, the official announcement should be tomorrow. I think I said that. Well, it's supposed to be anyway. Also, I have another important update. I went to the grocery store today. No, that's not the update. The update is that they still don't have cheese in a can. Further details as they develop. But tomorrow is, of course, my anniversary episode. And I've been saying that anyone is welcome to leave a message of any kind if they want. It doesn't have to be congratulatory. You can say, why the hell are you still doing this? If you want to, I don't care. But if you want to, you have until noon tomorrow, Auckland time. And most people, I realize, think about time in terms of the city that's closest to them. And so here are a few translations of that time at cities around the world. Noon in Auckland tomorrow will be 10 a.m. Friday in Sydney, 11 p.m. Thursday in London, 7 p.m. Thursday in New York City, 6 p.m. Central, 4 Pacific. Sorry, I was beginning to feel like one of those TV announcers telling you when the new network show is going to be on. But those are the times. You can, of course, send an MP3 to me by email at Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, at amaranthpodcast.com, or you can just leave a message on my comment line, which is 206-666-5172. Or you can also send an email to me if you just want to send an email message. I've already received one, actually, but you're more than welcome to do that as well. Or you can even ignore it. That's entirely up to you. But basically, I'm going to be doing tomorrow, I'm going to just be doing the messages. I'm going to be having short segments on various topics relating to me, one of my favorite subjects, the podcast, and all bits and pieces. We'll see what happens. And actually, I'll talk a bit about that as well tomorrow, but you'll see what I mean. I'm being cryptic, I know. This week, I have, of course, been talking about a lot of really kind of short subjects and small subjects. And part of that has been to have some fun with some lighter topics. Obviously, there's no world importance in talking about food and things like that. But as I said, I wanted to have a bit of fun. But part of it, too, is that throughout the time that I've done this podcast, I have tried to talk about some of the things that you won't learn about anywhere else. And I actually made a reference to that the other day. Well, part of the inspiration for this week, you could say, comes from a listener who sent me an email recently. And I'm not going to say who because I didn't get permission and it wasn't that kind of email. It was in another context. But he said something interesting, something that was very, very, very nice. And I wanted to pass that on. He said, some of the best information, for me anyway, comes from your blogs and podcasts, are the little things that I would never thought to have asked or look into. Things that most likely seem irrelevant to tell someone when you've been immersed in a culture for so long. Thanks for being an amazing resource. Isn't that sweet? I thought it was one of the nicest things I'd ever heard. Oh, he also said, told me to give Jake a big doggy treat, which, of course, I always do. But that was the inspiration for this week, really, as I tried to deal with some of the smaller subjects that I probably wouldn't even think of discussing most of the time. Because I have had over the years a number of listeners who have listened to this podcast as a way to find out more about New Zealand or being an expat as they consider both, perhaps. And so I sort of made a conscious choice this week to talk about some of those smaller subjects that I don't normally talk about. And I'm, as I've said it countless times before, I'm always willing to talk about subjects that anyone is interested in. And I've had many podcast episodes that have been about questions that listeners have asked. So if there's anything you've ever wanted to know about being an expat or about New Zealand or anything, send me an email or leave a voice message or what have you. I'm always open to suggestions. And more than likely, I will take it on as a subject. The only ones I'm not so keen on taking on are ones if I don't know what I'm talking about. Actually, if that was the case, I probably shouldn't do any podcasts, but that's a whole nother story. Now, one of the things I wanted to do today is to go over comments, partly because I forgot last time that I had I'd already received one. But so that's where I'm going to start. And this is from episode 147, and it's from Reed, who said, "Happy anniversary. It's been a week and 2 years since I arrived in New Zealand, and your podcast has been fun and helpful throughout. So thanks, Reed." Thank you for that, Reed. We've actually traded emails quite a lot. I was going to say over the years. I'm not exactly sure how long it's been. But Reed is part of a group of American expats here in New Zealand who I've become friends with basically since the podcast. It's definitely been during the time of the podcast. But most of them I've actually not met in real life. I've only met three, two from Wellington and one from Auckland. Just had to think off the top of my head. Hopefully that'll change in the coming year, but we'll see. Also, after 147, I received an email, and it was from Wes Stone from the Live It Up podcast, which is one of my favorites. And I'm only going to read part of it. He says, "Your title, End of the World, threw me for a loop. I thought you were going to talk about the end of the world theories, like the end of the Mayan calendar symbolizing the end of the world," which, of course, I think is nonsense. But anyway, no, he was wrong. He said, "I like hearing about television in New Zealand. I've been meaning to ask you if New Zealand TV broadcasts the show titled Legend of the Seeker. It's shot in New Zealand." And no, they haven't been, but they're just about to start. Now, I actually know nothing about the show, apart from the fact it's shot here, because they mention that in every promo commercial. But I know that the star is a guy named Craig Horner, who is really cute. You should Google his name if you want to see for yourself. He's from Brisbane in Australia, so Scotty probably knows him. And the odds of me seeing him are pretty remote, I'd say. But hey, you never know, do you? It is a small world. Now on to episode 148, which was, of course, called Food. And the comment is from John Q. Public, who said, "I love discussions of food. I'm into it big time. It doesn't sound like there was a tremendous adjustment on your part coming from the Midwest. Are there other foods that you really miss besides the famous pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving? Are you a fairly easy eater, or are you a picky eater? What about Nigel? Does he have a lot of things that he doesn't like to eat? Do you split the cooking chores, or does one of you take the lead here?" I'll stop there and split it up a bit. John, you're absolutely right. There was very little difference for me in moving from the Midwest of America because most of the same things were here. I was familiar with some of the more English traditions of the food here, such as, I'll say, roast beef and Yorkshire pudding, which I actually made here once, which is kind of funny if you think about it because it's not really my heritage or ancestry, and yet I was making it for them. But anyway, the food is very similar to what I grew up with. And so in that sense, there wasn't a huge adjustment. I can't think off the top of my head of any foods that I miss, but there's one I'm going to mention in a minute when I carry on with the comment. There are some convenience foods that aren't available here. One of the things I missed, and this is actually related to pumpkin pie, is that in the U.S. I used to get pie shells, you know, with the pastry already in a tin and all that, because I've never made pastry in my life. And you can't get that here. It doesn't exist. You can buy frozen pastry, but you have to, you know, basically put it in the pan yourself. And I know that's so much work. But now I have to make it myself for a variety of reasons I'm not going to go into right now. But I did miss that for a while. But most of the things that I've missed, and I think I actually have mentioned this before, most of the things that I've missed have eventually come to New Zealand, apart from solid-packed pumpkin. Pumpkin in a tin, that we don't have. But apart from that, most everything gets here sooner or later. And so there really isn't that much that I miss. Now, I'm a somewhat easy eater in that I will try almost anything once. I won't eat bugs, insects, like some people will. There's a wild food festival in the South Island where they eat these things called hoo-hoo grubs, which is a kind of a larval stage of some bug. And they say it tastes like peanut butter. Well, I'll take their word for it. I'm not going to eat any bugs. And I also don't eat internal organs. I'm laughing because I don't remember if I've told this story or not. When I first came out, I was talking with my sister. Oh, I wasn't out yet, but I was talking with my sister, and she was talking about making liver. And I said, I don't eat internal organs. And she said, oh, only external ones, huh? I didn't say a word. But anyway, be that as it may. I don't eat organ meat. We call it offal here, O-F-F-A-L, and I say it's not called offal for nothing. Actually, I'm not supposed to eat that anyway because it can cause gout attacks. But I'm not too picky, no. As I say, we'll try everything once. However, when I first came to New Zealand, we went to a Japanese restaurant, and they had fresh pineapple. We had a bento box and I had fresh pineapple, and I wasn't eating it. And Nigel said, well, aren't you going to eat your pineapple? I said, oh, no, I don't like pineapple. He said, have you had it? I said, yeah, I've had it. How have you had it? Well, you know, it's in a tin. This is not the same as tinned pineapple. He says, try it. Oh, try it. So I did. I ended up eating all of mine and most all of his as well, because I'd never had fresh pineapple before. And so that actually taught me a bit of a lesson to not prejudge things based on my experience, even my experiences of things I had tried, because they could be different here, and many times they are. We do share cooking duties up to a point. Because I'm home all day, I cook the evening meal during the week, except on Fridays, Nigel's sister and usually his niece come around, and we get takeaways from somewhere. And usually his sister and I have a few wines, shall we say. And by a few wines, I mean a few bottles. I'm joking, sort of. But on the weekends, Nigel does more cooking on the weekends when we're not going out. But so we split cooking up to a point, but the average day-to-day cooking, I do that. But John goes on, did you mention Mexican type food? You did mention pizza. My experience was that pizza in Europe was very different from the pizza here. I did mention Mexican, and it is very rare in New Zealand. It's not considered, I don't know, it's not something that people have very much. I think there are a couple of Mexican restaurants in Auckland, and I haven't been to either one of them, so I don't know how good they are. But when I say they're Mexican, my impression is that they're Mexican. Whereas a lot of the Mexican restaurants that I went to in the U.S. were sort of a fusion, maybe California Mexican or Texas Mexican, rather than necessarily Mexican, if that makes sense. I hope it does. But since I haven't been to either one of these restaurants, I can't really tell you. I do know that it's quite common in office places here for a company to come and leave out displays of books. And if you like the book, you can order it. And one of the books was a Mexican cookbook. But when I say Mexican, I mean Mexican. So a lot of the recipes were things that I wasn't familiar with because they're not the sorts of things I had before. But that was another thing that I thought was odd when I came to New Zealand, because they would just leave these books, you know, brand new books, and with an order sheet, and you just sign up for it and give money. In our case, it was to the receptionist at the front desk, and the guy would come and he would collect it and the money, and then he would drop off the books later on. I thought this was very strange when it first started happening. And actually, I'm digressing again, but there was another office that I worked at where they had what they called a bun runner, which I giggled at every time I heard that. It was basically a guy came with a big basket with sandwiches and muffins and things like that for people to buy, because it was particularly in areas where there weren't a lot of cafes or bakeries or whatever you could go to pick up food. So they would bring the food to the office, which was a really convenient thing, but this was just really strange to me. And even stranger was that they would run a tab for people. They could run up, you know, up, usually there was a limit of $5 or $10 or something, but they didn't necessarily have to pay for it. He would just write it down, and then the next time he came in, they would settle up, or when they reached their limit or whatever. And I was astounded by that. I thought, how can you trust these people? But of course, I didn't know them. Actually, once I did get to know them, I didn't trust them either. But anyway, John goes on, you mentioned the trend toward lots of vegetables. My experience with Midwesterners is that vegetables are corn, peas, and green beans, and not much past that. Do you have a lot of variety, and do you and Nigel eat a lot of vegetables? We all know that we won't have to worry about Archer eating so many vegetables to cause any kind of worldwide shortage, and that is so true. Vegetables are more varied here now than they used to be. I think most in the old days, peas were quite common, especially minted peas. Potatoes, if you count that as a vegetable, I suppose you do, and corn and things like that. It is much more varied now, and part of that is what I was talking about, the influence of the Pacific Rim. New Zealand gets a lot of its influences from those countries, from Asia, from the Pacific Islands, from the U.S., from South America, all over the place. And so things are a bit different now, and you're likely to find exotic fruits and vegetables even in a local grocery store. But you still find the good old standards. Although some of the apple varieties are different than what I'm used to, certainly, but they're still apples, aren't they? But so that is different. We do eat a lot of vegetables, or we try to anyway. We actually, our stock standard vegetable now is a frozen vegetable, which is mixed up of several different ones so that there's variety in every bite, basically, so we don't get bored of it. But I suppose everyone is bored of me talking about food by now, so I'm just going to wrap it up for today. And of course, tomorrow is my second anniversary episode, and my 150th, in case you hadn't heard that before anywhere. And you do, as I said, still have time to leave a message up until noon Auckland time, noon tomorrow Auckland time, or 7 p.m. New York time. And so if you feel like doing it, do so. If you don't worry about it. And tomorrow is the last episode of this week. And starting from next week, I'm back to my normal once or twice a week schedule. And we will see about next week, because it's going to be a very busy week. So you never know. I might not make it at all. But I probably will be podcasting, if not before, at least at the end of next week. But that's it for this penultimate episode. I'll be back tomorrow with my 150th, my second anniversary episode, where I'm also going to have some real news to bring to you, some breaking news. But that's for tomorrow. You'll just have to wait and see what that's all about. Hope you have a great day, everybody, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye. You can leave a comment on this or any other episode of the Amrens Podcast at amrenspodcast.com. You can send an email to me at Arthur, that's A-R-T-H-U-R, at amrenspodcast.com, or you can ring my U.S. comment line on 206-666-5172. This podcast is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.